How do you do? Come over here, Louie. This thing's already making faces at me.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to California, Bob. We're just thrilled and happy to see you.
Oh, thanks so much, Louie. We're just thrilled to be here, too, no doubt. So many wonderful people around the station here today. Isn't this great?
I'm looking at a wonderful person right now, and I'd say more, but my knees are knocking. So we'll see you Wednesday at Harmony Park Ballroom, Bob.
That's mighty fine. Well, let's get things underway here, boys. A little bit of a tune. Eldon Shamlin, are you present?
Yes, sir.
How about you, Billy Bowman? You here? How about you, Keith?
Here, sir.
Well, let's get in the mood right quick, huh? One, two, now, boys, you really should get up and take a bow when a bunch of musicians like that will applaud you. That's something. Thanks, fellas. Thank you. Well, you know, we got a lot to say and talk about around here and do this and that. We'll just slow this thing down before we start trying to talk because we're going a little fast. Jack Lloyd, how about you? Come over this way, boy. Beautiful little old tune. One of our favorites among the aggregation here. Hope other people like it. Brooklyn Heart for a souvenir, Jackson.
Goodbye. I live in fear.
broken heart for a souvenir.
Well done, Brother Jackson. That was Jack Lloyd, friends. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Well, you know, there's always somebody sitting around to take a little joy out of life when you're really trying to have a lot of fun. Well, here's the man just for that right now, Mr. Eldon Chamberlain. Come up here, boy. But you got to insert a little business along, you know, occasionally.
Bob, I have some telegrams here I'd like to read.
Oh, telegrams. I thought you were going to tell people about us going to be at the Harmony Park tomorrow night.
We'll do that, too.
You're going to do that,
too?
Yes, sir. Well, I knew you would, in reason.
You know, tomorrow night is our opening night there at Harmony Park, and incidentally, that's in Anaheim at Broadway in Manchester.
Are you sure of that?
I'm positive, Bob.
Well, that's wonderful. Is that right, boys? I guess you're right, for a change.
That's tomorrow night, our opening night, Bob.
Okay,
I'm looking forward to seeing our friends out there tomorrow night.
Yeah, and a few that's not our friends. Come on out, we'll make friends out of it.
Bob, I have some telegrams here I'd like to read. Here's one from Max Herman in North Hollywood.
Hello, says, Max. Yes, sir.
Best wishes for a long and successful run. Great to have you here.
Hooray for you, Max.
Thank you, Max. Also, here's one from Hinton Bradbury. Congratulations and sincere best wishes to you and the boys. We are so happy you are with us in California, and we're with you all the way.
Ordinarily, that's the guy we usually always call Brad, isn't
that's it? Right. That's
Thank
Brad.
You, Brad.
Also, have some other messages here, Bob. I'll just mention the names. We'll hurry down the list we have here. From Walter Colvin in Houston.
Means the same thing you just got to say.
Same thing. We'll just mention the names here. That's right.
That's
funny,
Walter.
Congratulations.
Just left his dance hall.
That's right. The good old
plantation. Had to get rid of us.
The good old plantation in Houston.
Yeah, okay.
And Mr. T.A. Coffin, Huntsville. He's sheriff there in Huntsville.
No!
Al Turner in Dallas.
Getting close to home.
Johnny Hicks, you know, in Dallas there, KRLD. I guess we can get by with that. Bill Newport in Tulsa. David R. Milston, an attorney in Tulsa. And Governor Barry of Oklahoma. Of course, Miss Cindy Walker here.
Oh, bless her heart, she's had the flu sick. Did you know that?
Now, is that right, Bob?
We've got to do a Cindy Walker tune here in a few minutes.
All right, all fine. And Mr. Hal Spector and Hal Howard, of course, MCA representatives here in Hollywood.
You mean they're congratulating us?
I believe so,
well,
Bob.
Well, wonderful. What do you know about that, fellas?
Of course, there's Johnny Lee Wills and...
Never heard of him. Let's go into
that. Somebody said he has a band back there. I don't know whether he has or not, but I heard that.
It's been rumored first.
Also,
you don't hear much about it, pal.
I have a couple more here I'd like to mention before we go on, Bob. Mr. Keyes is advertising manager at WFA there in Dallas. And also Mr. William B. Way, manager of KVO.
Oh, brother. William B., thank you, my good friend. And Clyde Hunter is over there. I can see it in his eyes. I'm reading it right now. Says, glad to see you, boys. Wonderful sight. Trombone man was with us for a long time. So, and I wonder how Ted Williams is getting along without him. I'll find out one of these days, Clyde. I bet he can't hardly do it. Well, anyway, here we go this time. We're bringing this little old lady up here. Why don't you wear a red uniform today? You'd look much better in something red. I like red. Yes, I do. You tell you why I'm in white now?
I'll have to get a red one.
Now you're talking. Well, anyway, let's do a little tune that's been played to death, but it's about the only one you know. Try to learn a new song with you for tomorrow. Well, anyway, it's Louise Rose, friends. A very fine little old chap. She wasn't. I don't get to be kidding her that way. But it is a little bit of jambalaya, huh?
Yes, sir.
Take this drive to the jar and the gale. Son of a
Bye-bye.
Well, that's mighty fine. I go way back someplace and sit down. Get out of her way. You're going to stand. Well, go ahead and be hard-boiled if you want to be. What are you trying to... Oh, Bill Falls. He fixed something now. You trying to be like Jack Greenbank? A little old hateful drummer, my son. That's right. He can't have it, though, can he? He just can't. Well, before we go another step further in this program, I'm going to feel terribly let down. What am I talking about? There's no need of feeling let down. Just go ahead and do it. I'm handling the thing today. Rui, come to work. You come here. I want you to ask me to play fiddle to
him. Bob, I was just thinking. Say, I got a telegram here I'd like to read.
Oh, you have?
From Miss Cindy Walker, bless her heart, little Miss Hitmaker.
Well, how do you know that?
She writes, hooray, hooray, it's a wonderful day for the nation. Now we've got Ike, and the thing that I like, we finally got Bob on our station. Congratulations.
Oh, she did. Cindy, you've got it. All you need to do is put a tune to that now. You've got it.
Bobby, Tootsie and Baby and Mrs. Jack Park said they just love you.
Well,
I guess that speaks for all of us who are listening. Everybody in the United States loves Bob Wills.
Well,
I play your records, you know.
I've heard about it, Lou. In fact, I've heard you several times when we're up this way, too. Yes,
you
aren't
mad what
know?
I do with your records, are you?
I'm mad. What are you talking about? It's wonderful. No, sir.
Well,
you know, when a man can sit around and tell me just when to holler when I don't know myself, that's good. That's good.
Well, Bobby, we're going to hoop and holler tomorrow night because the greatest guy in the world, that's Bob Wills, is going to be at Harmony Park Ballroom with all the famous Texas Playboys and Jack Lloyd and all the rest of the wonderful
Bill Schultz, Elton Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Peter Elkin.
Yeah.
Jack Greenback. Pass that name in a hurry.
Yeah.
Billy Bowman. Keith Coleman. Louise. Row. A whole row of. No, I mean, that's the last name. Row.
Bobby, we're just going to tear the place down for you tomorrow night.
Well,
because everybody knows about Bob Wills being in California. And we all know that you're going to be at Harmony Park Ballroom, Broadway in Manchester and Anaheim. And we're just going to raise the roof when you come out there and go, ah!
Oh, got me beat. There's where that holler's gone. Give it back. You got to load it.
How about that fiddle too now? You got the ball.
Okay, I'll do the best I can. It's a little late to do something like this, but let's try it. Crippled turkey. It'd have been appropriate just before Christmas, wouldn't it? He was crippled today. Certainly was.
Yes,
sir. Brother Bill Schultz. Come over here, my boy. Say
yes,
hello
sir,
to Stockton.
Stockton? Hello, Stockton.
Yeah, I wonder if they can hear.
They may
well,
not.
Sure they
maybe
can.
They can. I hope they're listening.
Use
in.
Use your imagination, boy. Imagine you're singing to all your friends. Imagine Mom and Pop.
Well, I think they're listening in, Bob. At least they say they can, and I hope they are.
Yes, sir. Well, here's a little tune now, Cindy. We said we're going to do a Cindy Walker tune. Are you all set to dust it?
I'm going to try it. You bet I will.
You couldn't say foggy skies. No, don't say that.
Well, it's foggy outside.
Not right. No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
What is that?
We come out here to get along,
oh,
not to get run out. Beautiful outside. Lovely. Dusty skies back in Texas.
It's a beautiful day.
Cindy Walker, too.
It's warm anyway.
Good old man, you'll have to guide me right.
Just a lot. You know, I see some people out there fixing to go to work right now, and we better tell them again, and just in case they don't know. Where you at, Eldon?
Right here, Bob.
Well, good, my boy. Let's hear you. Let's hear you.
Well, don't forget tomorrow night, the big opening night at Harmony Park with Bob Wills and all the Texas Playboys. And incidentally, those of you that don't happen to know where Harmony Park is located, that's at Broadway and Manchester in Anaheim, California.
Anaheim,
that's right, Bob. We'd certainly like to invite all the folks to come out, because we're certainly looking forward to a wonderful time in Anaheim tomorrow night. That is Wednesday night, tomorrow night.
That's right, and I heard you say a few minutes ago, not on the air, that there's no increase in price out there, which is right. Glenn Stroud will verify that. Is that right? That's right. Wonderful man
exactly.
Out there that takes complete charge of handling that front door, and he's going to say that you don't start cheating people and get them in there.
Yes, sir.
And
I'll watch that,
I've got somebody to help me, Eldon Chamberlain.
Yes,
sir. You know how you are.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Huh? Okay, one of the greatest guys in the world. He accused him of being a cheater. Isn't that good? What's that?
Bob, you think we ought to say something about this little gift you received
we
here?
From the looks of that name, we better, isn't that?
Here's what it says. I'd like to read it. The package made up to Bob Wills. It says, to the finest and the best, Bob Wills. Welcome to California, Andrew Station, KLXA. Signed sincerely, yours, KXLA. KXLA, excuse me.
We'll both wear glasses tomorrow.
All right. It says, sincerely yours, Lou Stewart.
Hooray.
Lou Stevens. I can't read him. I can't read his writing. I can read reading, but I can't read writing.
I can't read writing. Well, anyway, thanks a lot, Lou. Well, we've been saying Lou so much around here. That last name, we forget it. It's kind of easy to forget, you know? Well, you know, I'm a little hoarse today, but I'm so thrilled and carried away, even though we sound a little smart-assly on this program. Don't pay attention to it. People were scared. Keep it out here. Been fooling one of these things for 25 years now, but they still make faces at me when I'm not trying to play my fiddle. Right now, I'm going to try to sing a little old song. And incidentally, that other little old brother of mine, Billy Jack, you know, in Sacramento, and Mr. Collins, the manager of KFDK, they send a little congratulations down this way, too. And thanks a lot, Mr. Collins, and also you, Billy. Okay, yearning, 2, 3, 4. The songbird yearns to sing a love song. Roses yearn just for the dew. The whole world's yearning for the sunshine. I have a yearning too. Yearning just for you. That's all I do, my dear. Learning why I'm blue. I wish that you were near.
good day.
Singing. That applause there. That's bound to be good if they wouldn't have done that, you know. Brother Jackson, come over here. Let's step things up a little bit. It's something like rockabye. Are you ready? Let's go. Skeeter. One, two, three. Begins to cry. Rock my baby blue. Well, my wife said she wanted a bunch of joy. She get up now and rock that boy. Eat his milk and don't get it too hot. She wanted a baby and that's what she got. Rock my baby, rock my baby blue.
Piano.
Yeah, no.
Rock my baby blue.
Rock my baby blue. What makes him want to cry in the middle of the night? Asking his father, it seems a little strange. When his father says, see if he needs a change. He got to rock-a-bye baby blue. Now he just keeps crying at the top of his voice. I have to get up cause I got no choice. His mama keeps yelling, stop his crying. I'm getting mad cause that's what I'm trying. I got to rock-a-bye baby blue.
I'm a little colder, not long, okay.
An old saying that's sure out of style about fat rod and for the style. Listen, little fellow, when you get about three, it's gonna be a new day between you and me. You got to rock-a-bye baby blue. Well, when I got married, I thought of what it's for. The one's enough, I can't handle anymore. He threatened me crying, and it sure gets loud. I reckon as a papa, I ought to feel proud. I got to rock-a-bye baby blue.
Stop it!
That's good. Yes, sir. All right. Well, look at the clock. 2 minutes. How early do we have to get off of here? Anybody know? You do, don't you, Lou? Huh? Lou, when are we supposed to get off? I don't know whether to start Keith or start myself. Or both.
Well, we got exactly about a minute and a half.
To play?
To play, yeah.
How about dragging the ball a little bit, Mr. Coleman? Let it go, boy. Thank you. Come over here, Eldon. I just got time to say a word or two here, I believe. And,
yes,
you
sir. Well, Bob, we haven't mentioned a word about we're going to be here on the air each day at 12:30. Monday through Fridays, in person.
That's wonderful. Say that loud enough that Louise
every day, Monday through Fridays, 12:30 to 1, here at KXLA, in person, Bob Wills and all the Texas Playboys. Including Louise.
Yeah, wonderful. That's good. Okay, are we ready to go, Louis? Let's get out of here, huh?
Well, there you are, friends, in person from the studios of KXLA, Bob Wills and all the Texas Playboys, brought to you by Harmony Park Ballroom, Broadway, and Manchester in Anaheim.